Thank you, Michael. That was fabulous, as always. It's always so good to hear you. Hi. This is the last day of November. And I don't know for you, but for me, it seemed to just rush right past. And today is the last of our series in Living in Gratitude. And today's title is Time to Connect. And I think it's a perfect title for today because Time to Connect. Did you, when the opportunity was there, when you were surrounded by your family and friends on Thursday, did you connect? Did you enjoy each other? Did you talk to each other? Or did you rush out at 6 o'clock when the stores opened? At least you didn't have to line up and camp overnight for midnight because they were already open. So how many of you helped the economy by shopping on Black Friday? Hands up. Okay. Well, I think our center needs to do more work in helping the economy because I only saw one hand. Either that or you're so organized you already have done all of your holiday shopping and good for you. Of course, that's what it is, right? It's the whole idea of are we rushing through this season? Do we begin it on Thanksgiving Day? The whole purpose of Thanksgiving, as far as I can see, is to connect with one another, to share a meal. And, of course, we make the meal elaborate. But the purpose of it is to connect with each other, to say, these are my loved ones, and I choose to be with them on this day. I really hope you did that. I chose to be by myself and do some spiritual work on Heather, which I did do, which was good. It was a choice. I had invitation, so don't feel pity for me. You can feel pity if you want, but you don't need to because I had invitations. I wanted time to go inside, to connect and feel that gratitude that the day was all about, which I did do. And the greatest thing, the time to connect for me, starts with, do you remember who you are? Are you connecting with Source? Are you connecting with that presence of God within you? Because that, until you've done that, until you've opened your heart in love to that, to who you really are, your connections with others will be a little less than they could be. They'll be a little less because you haven't opened your heart, you haven't awakened to your own magnificence. And that's what it's all about. Awakening humanity to its spiritual magnificence starts with us recognizing there's something in me that I can count on. There's something in me that loves me. There's something in me that's eternal. And it is that thing that I call God, and you can give it any name you wish, but it is there. So when you connect, is that the first thing you gave thanks for? Is that the first thing that you thought of when we're thinking about connection? And even if you're shopping, are you in that same consciousness of oneness, of one life? The spiritual practice of connection is bigger than just connecting person to person. The spiritual practice of connection is recognizing that because everything is spiritual, first, all life is connected. Everything is connected. And you could think of it, and several people have seen this vision, that we are a web of light. The invisible part of us that is light is a web and is connected to every other being. Whether they think the same, believe the same, or not, we're connected. And that, when we remember that, everything changes. Everything changes. I made my usual Sunday morning stop, actually most morning stop at Starbucks, and a woman was there, and there was a lot of people ahead of us, and one man had 8 drinks, and, you know, so it took longer than usual. And I noticed myself, because I'd done this work, that I wasn't annoyed, I wasn't irritated, I wasn't rushed. I was just observing. It was a great place to be because There have been times when I've been tapping my foot, waiting for those drinks to be made. I wasn't. And a woman was speaking to me, and she complimented me on my coat. And, of course, I thanked her, and we struck up a conversation. She was on her way to a class, and I thought, what class starts at Sunday morning at 9? I thought, maybe it's a religious class, but it wasn't. She was going to learn how to make live wreaths. But I wouldn't have known that unless I asked her, what kind of class are you going to? It was a moment. It was a tiny little moment of connection. And I know some of you do that all the time. You're just so natural at it. It's easy for you. And others don't think you matter. But as Reverend Patty said at her ordination last week, what she said is she taught her children to remember what they say, think, and do is important. It matters. What you say, think, and do matters. Because not only does it affect your life, it affects everyone around you. In the practice of connectedness, connection, that's where the saying goes that if a butterfly flaps its wing in Japan, it affects the climate of the whole planet. Because we're one in this life. Before service, Jean asked me if I would remind you that this is a great time to pray for rain because it's trying to rain. And Diane played a song that I didn't recognize, but Darrellyn Fennelly told me was, soon it's going to rain. So we're all of that one mind. We love this earth. We want it to flourish. And just like we love this earth and want it to flourish, we love each other and want each other to flourish. What is the highest and best you? What is that being? I know it's magnificent, and I know no matter how much you're in it, as it, none of us see it. Because it's invisible. The real you cannot be seen. It can't be measured, can't be contained. It's eternal, infinite, and it's magnificent. You think you see beauty when you look out there? Look in here. Look into your own heart and see the magnificence of God's presence there. So time to connect. First of all, have you taken the time? I know I talk about this a lot, so I'm sure some of you started doing it, and I know some of my classes are doing it. Have you set aside time every single day to get in the silence and listen, to just be? What are you listening for? You're listening for the voice of God, which sounds like your own heart. It sounds like you. It doesn't sound like, well, might. For most of us, it doesn't sound like a big old voice from out there. It sounds like something we're so familiar with, sometimes we don't listen to it. So first of all, get silent. Listen. That's the first thing about connection. And then step two is always pray. And what are you praying for? You're praying to be that one that you know is the truth of you. To be it in the world, to be generous in the world, to be loving in the world, to be kind in the world, to be helpful, to care about others and care about this earth. And back to yourself, if you are suffering in silence, if you are trying to cover your heart's desires, you're actually saying no to God. So I encourage you to be brave enough to listen. Be brave enough to listen. What is it? What is it that wants to move through me as me? What that requires is for you to truly be brave. And it's a really good idea to have it be in the practice of journaling every day. And you could journal just asking yourself those questions. What wants to express through me? What is mine to give? How can I bring more of my light forth? And see what comes up. See what answers you find. In our journal today, the from yesterday, which is where the title came from. The quote was, "It is never too late to have a better world." Now, it's an okay quote. The fact of the matter was, it was in Anne Frank's journal. It was Anne Frank's quote, which is an amazing thing to have so much optimism when you are in a place like she was, held prisoner in your own home, and then taken away, put in a concentration camp, killed. Even when she was in her attic writing, "It is never too late to make a better world. It's never too late to make a better world for you." So are you using your spiritual power? Are you using it as much as you can? There's a teaching story about a boy and his dad walking in the mountains. And the boy looked at a big rock and he said, "Daddy, can I move that rock?" And the dad said, "If you use all of your power, you can, son." And the boy pushed on it and pushed on it and said, "Daddy, I'm using all of my power. I can't move the rock." He said, "You haven't asked me, son." And together, of course, they moved the rock. Are you trying to do everything yourself when you have infinite resources within you? That's what you're connecting with. This is so important. Several months ago now, the Board of Trustees met with my teacher, Sue Rubin. She came that next Sunday, and you got to see her and meet her. And she worked with us so that we could get clear on who we are and what difference do we make in the world. And I think that every once in a while, it's great to have a spiritual practice like that where you go off, have someone else come and help you discover who you really are. So I'd like to call the Board of Trustees forward, please, those of you who are here. I know that Kathy Story is not here today, but Aidan Greeney is, Kim Province is, Grant McPhail is, and Karen Meyer is. And do you want to hold it? Do you want to? It's on. So when we were together as a Board of Trustees, Reverend Dr. Sue encouraged us to write a statement that defined ourselves. It said, "This is who we are, and this is what ours is to do." We were talking about it at our last board meeting, and our vice president said, "We should read that to the whole congregation." He isn't here this morning, but I'm sure he's going to show up any minute now. Anyway, so we decided to do that, and Karen, I think you've been designated to be the one who's actually going to read it.
Our board commitment. We, the Board of Trustees, as servant leaders of the Center for Spiritual Living, Capistrano Valley, are united in our commitment to serve our center with love, wisdom, courage, faith, confidence, acceptance, authority, and authenticity. We know that in so doing, we create a spiritual environment that is energetic, welcoming, safe, and fulfilling to all, physically, mentally, and spiritually. We are dedicated to creating a center which is committed to providing spiritual tools for everyone, awakening humanity to its own magnificence, encouraging spiritual maturity, and developing relationship with God, thereby creating a world that works for everyone. Individually and collectively, we demonstrate our faith and our conscious awareness of the power of the one mind by the clarity in which we hold the vision for our beloved center as a vital, loving, abundant expression of spirit.
And Fred, please come up. You know, I want you to know that there are some ministers who complain about their boards of trustees all the time. They have bad boards of trustees. I've never had a bad one. This one is so committed. They're such great people. They're so spiritually mature, always putting God first and knowing that we walk in the human world, that we have things to do. I'm very, very blessed for all of them. So we include Kathy's story in this group. Thank you so much, and you may be seated. Thank you, Karen. And thank you, Board. There are so many spiritual teachers, so many leaders that can help us. So what I know is that the wisdom was already in us. Reverend Sue just helped draw it out. And so we made that connection. But what really happened in that weekend, we connected with each other with greater respect and love than ever before. We let go of the past. We moved into the present so that we could move into a greater future. A couple of weeks ago, maybe a month ago almost, I spoke about a request from the board, and I'm going to just mention it once more, because we thought we can, let me back up a little bit. Today, the board is meeting after service. We're going to meet together and set goals for the next 5 years, 10 years, but definitely next year. And it's something that we haven't done as a board for quite a while. I'm quite excited about it. It's going to be a very great activity, and I'll have more to share with you about that next week. Because goals, of course, those of you who set goals know that that's the first step in manifesting. So not objectives, we've set them every year, but goals. So physical, tangible, measurable goals. And we talked in that last meeting about people come into our beautiful home, and they may be making assumptions. And so one of the assumptions might be, there's plenty of money because look at this. Well, that isn't an accurate assumption. So we needed to let you know that just doing the things we normally do without additional money from those of you who already give, we are not going to make it. Now, Spirit has, there are ways and there are ways, but I'm just saying, and Kim, I'm going to say it again, at our board meeting, Kim looked at the numbers and said, approximately this number of people come, and so it's about $200 extra per person, and I made that ask, and some of you responded right away with way more than $200, because that's who you are, and some of you, I know some of you, that's just a way out of the world, too big a leap. But if you can give anything extra, it would really be appreciated. And I would really appreciate if you write on your check, this is to help close the gap. To close the gap. Because that way I'll know that this was extra money you gave intentionally for us to meet our objectives. I was listening to, I often listen to Joel Osteen. And except when he gets the enemy in there, other than the enemy, he's teaching new thought principles that he has said, there's no enemy. The only enemy is the one that lives within us. But other than that, he has a really, really good program. And he was talking about when his dad was minister of their center. In the beginning, there were only 90 people. And he said, of course, with only 90 people, there weren't any other people paid but the minister. The minister did everything, was the sound person, the janitor, the et cetera, et cetera. Well, look around. We have a lot of employees, way more than one. So in order for them all to be paid, I'm asking again, consider, this is your home. It's my home also. And I hope that that can be, that we can grow here so that these seats are filled and you're asking, begging to have another service because there's so many people here. That's my vision. I've been really thinking about that a lot since I heard it. What does it mean we need to do? So, and I don't have an answer. But since you all know that we're goal setting, maybe you could, if something came to you as soon as I said it, please see one of us. You've now seen who the board is. Please see one of us and say, hey, have you thought of this? Could you do that? Or whatever it is, whatever idea came to you, please share it with us. Next month, we're going into living in the light, as light beings. So as this last day of November, I want us to really wrap ourselves in gratitude for absolutely everything. Boy, we did so much. And a lot of you were here Wednesday night too, so you were here Sunday evening, Wednesday afternoon, and now again today, and I'm so grateful for you. I'm so grateful for your love and for your support and for your understanding of the science of mind, for your willingness to study and grow and be the light that you came to be. Okay, so I'm going to pray now. And this is what I know. I know that there's only one. And that one that is perfect love, is perfect energy, is that mighty moving power within each of us that calls us to our magnificence. That mighty moving power that is love operates through immutable law. And standing upon that law right now and unifying myself with that power, I speak this word in the first person for everyone here and everyone who hears this prayer. And this is what I know. I know that the nature of God is wholeness. So I know for each one, for every being, well-being, vitality, energy, aliveness. I know for each one that because wholeness is God's nature, and because I am one with God's nature, that I am within me reveals the physical, spiritual, and mental truth to me, through me. I know that God is love, and I am one with that love, and so I connect with the people I love, and I connect with people I don't know, knowing that God's love has directed me always on the right path. There is never a mistake, never an error. There is only the wholeness, the goodness, the greatness of God. And furthermore, I know that this one, this presence, is creativity. And so the creative ideas fill my mind and fill my life. And I know that these ideas bless me and bless the people in my world. And furthermore, I know that I am the abundance of the divine. And that abundance springs forth in greater and greater ways. It flows like a channel through me. It's a stream of good moving to me, moving through me, moving as me. I easily receive my good. I easily give my good. I give my time, my talent, and treasure. I give with love. I let go of any stuck places, of any lack of forgiveness, of any resentment, of any bitterness, of any disappointment. And I celebrate God. I turn my whole attention to God and nothing else. And from that place of oneness, from that place of wholeness, I know that I am set free, that I am vitally alive, that all is good. I give great thanks that this is so, and with my heart filled with gratitude, I simply release this word to the action and activity of law. I accept it. It is already done. And please join me in saying, and so it is.